Audio Renaissance presents Paranoia by Joseph Finder. Read for you by Jason Priestley. Until the whole thing happened, I never believed the old line about how you should be careful what you wish for because you might get it. I believe it now. All I did was make a couple of phone calls, impersonated the VP for corporate events, and called the fancy outside caterer that did all of Wyatt Telecom's parties. I told them to make it exactly like the bash they'd done the week before for the Top Salesman of the Year award. Of course, I had no idea how lavish that was. I gave them all the right disbursement numbers, authorized the transfer of funds in advance. The whole thing was surprisingly easy. The owner of Meals of Splendor told me he'd never done a function on a company loading dock, that it presented decor challenges, but I knew he wasn't going to turn away a big check from Wyatt Telecom. Somehow, I doubt Meals of Splendor had ever done a retirement party for an assistant foreman either. I think that's what really pissed Wyatt off. Paying for Jonesy's retirement party, a loading dock guy for Christ's sake, was a violation of the natural order. If instead I'd used the money as a down payment on a Ferrari 360 Modena convertible, Nicholas Wyatt might have almost understood. He would have recognized my greed as evidence of our shared humanity, like a weakness for booze, or broads, as he called women. If I'd known how it would all end up, would I have done it all over again? Hell no. Still, I have to say, it was pretty cool. I was